Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We played earlier Safed Dean. He got called out, trolled. How would you characterize
called out,
it? Yeah, Ryan Fitzpatrick, very aware that Safed Dean loves Tua Tagovailoa and has. And so yesterday after the game, Ryan Fitzpatrick is doing his press conference via Zoom. And Safed Dean, it's his turn to ask a question. And Fitzpatrick figures it's just going to be a Tua question. It's not, but Fitzpatrick won't let it go either. Here's how it sounded on the Zoom call.
The Tua question, Safed, bring it.
No, I wasn't going to bring the Tua question, man. You got the Tua question already.
It's your boy toy, man.
All right, so I know Omar. My boy here, man.
I know Omar like what's, that.
What's the second half of the season do with you, man? What do you guys do with the second half of the season now? You after your 500, Tua's on the board here. I mean, you know, how do you guys kind of move forward here with everything kind of going on?
How do you think he looked in his uniform, Safed? You know, white, you like that? Number one, the one was slim. You like that? Usually you can't tell if people are laughing on Zoom, but I can see Omar out of it.
Excellent moment yesterday. So Ryan Fitzpatrick having fun. And let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Safed Dean covers the Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel. You can read his work at sunsentinel.com or download the Sun Sentinel app. And what did you think of your boy toy?
Did you see him out there, man?
Oh, best handoff. Wait, Solana, tell him what you told us, Solana.
Well, did you see his shoulder blades, their position when he was handing the ball off? I mean, just textbook. You can't ask for better shoulder blade positioning on a handoff, Safed.
Oh, perfect angle. The left arm stretched out, the hips perfectly pointed and turned backwards, running away from all kind of contact, running into the back of the end zone. Did you see those passes, man? That first pass might have been the greatest pass in Miami Dolphins history. And then you know what he did? He threw a 7-yard pass in the next one. First pass was 2-yard out, second pass was 7 yards, first down. That was the Dolphins' first down of the game. Did you know that? My boy Ryan Fitzpatrick didn't do that.
It was no. I would say this because Crowder was asking at the beginning of the show. He's like, "Did you think it was that big a deal?" And I'm like, "I did, because there was always this little hanging something. When is Tua going to be in the game? And I'd much rather have him come in that situation than come in because Fitzy has thrown 4 interceptions and they need a spark and whatever. Like, I thought it was very relaxed." I thought it was fun. I thought he got to do it, obviously, in front of his home crowd. Fitzpatrick was amping the crowd up as Tua went in there. Like, I thought it was handled nicely by Brian Flores. Did you?
Yeah. I thought, you know, all of the above what you said there, Hawk. I think being at home was very, very important. I think the Dolphins could have put Tua in last week in San Francisco and that blowout win. And putting Tua on, you know, putting him in the game on the road for his first time, you know, that's probably not great. Would it say well with Dolphins fans? I'm sure they would have loved to see him in Hard Rock Stadium, which they did on Sunday. But also, you know, the opportunities didn't really land in the first couple games of the season either, too. So this was a good opportunity to kind of get him in front of the home crowd, and also right before the bye week. You know, right before the bye week, I think we all would have been talking about this bye. You know, when are we going to see Tua? When are we going to see Tua? Now, you know, it finally happened. You know, he was there for all of 5 plays, but it was probably the most exciting five plays for the last two seasons for the Dolphins, that's for sure. Just because you finally see the fruition of this entire rebuilding process of what Brian Flores and general manager Chris Greer and owner Steve Ross, what they've trying to, you know, do here in the last couple of years. You finally got to see, you know, a bit of it come to fruition with two on the field.
And Safin, I got to ask you, is that normal, man? Like that relationship with the coaches and players where Fitzy said your name, like, Safin, you like that, don't you? Yeah, you want to. I know what the question you're going to ask. Like, is that a normal thing? Because I've, you know, I was a part of it for years, and now I've been on the media side for 10 years. I've never heard of something like that that happened to you. When I saw it on Twitter after the game, it made me smile.
Yeah, man. It's pretty cool. It's fun to, you know, to get to know the players and the coaches. It's fun for them to kind of get to know us and rib us, you know, just how you saw Ryan Fitzpatrick floor me after the game there. But I took it all in all good fun, man. That was a classic moment. It was really great. I really feel bad because I couldn't hear Fitz completely, you know, all the way when he was going off on that. You know, when he talked about the uniform, the second part, and I was like hanging on for the question. I couldn't hear for dear life because I have, you know, Adam Beasley next to me laughing at the top of his lungs. And then I see Omar on the Zoom camera, and his dreads are shaking back and forth. He's losing his mind. And Fitz is laughing at Omar and Adam laughing at me too. Everybody having, you know, fun at my expense. You know, it was a really cool moment, man. You know, it's cool to see, you know, everybody kind of taking things lightheartedly after all this. Yeah, man, it was a great moment, dude. It was a great moment. I'm glad everybody else finally got to see Tua on the field. Even just for five plays, three incredible handoffs, two great passes in Dolphins history.
You locking in, huh, Sava? You locking in.
Yeah, ride it all the way. Well, you remember, I don't think I need to remind Safin, but maybe you, Crowder, remember last season, Safin was at a Brian Flores press conference, and he got called out by Flores for all the wrong reasons. Remember, Flores was blowing smoke out of his ears at Safin. I forget what it was about, but I remember that.
I remember jumping on the show, too, so you could rub it in my face, too, man, like doing today, you know?
We appreciate it. Positive, negative, baby. You're always welcome.
We're always here for you. Anytime Safin Dean inserts himself into the Dolphin story, we are here to follow up, as any good media outlet would. I started the show today by asking Crowder, are the Dolphins good? It's a fairly simple question, but it's a pretty important question. So I'll ask it to you. Are the Dolphins good?
You know, I still want to see some more. I definitely want to see some more. I think the last 2 weeks were, you know, obviously big wins. You know, they won three out of the last four. The San Fran game, like I told you guys last week, that was probably the most well-rounded game of the Brian Flores era. Just because of how ferocious they were on offense. You had three or four touchdown drives by Fitz and then five field goals. And then you beat the Jets here, you know, 24-0. I mean, there was a lot of possessions in that game. The Dolphins definitely had a lot of punts. You know, Jason Sanders only had one field goal compared to five the last 2 weeks. They got their work done early in that first half, three touchdowns, 21, and they only put up 3 points in the second half. And, I mean, you know, if the Jets had any kind of pulse, you know, that probably would have been a more challenging game for the Dolphins too. But, hey, look, they're 3-3. They're 500 for the first time under Brian Flores. You know, two more wins are going to match last season's total. And you got 10 games left. You have probably the 10th, you know, easiest strength of schedule coming up here. You know, granted, you got some tough matchups. Patrick Mahomes coming here, you know, later on in the season. You got to go out west to play in Arizona and Denver and Las Vegas. You know, those are all tough trips, tough games to play. You know, so I'm interested to see how the season does unfold here. The Dolphins, the scoring defense, I mean, look, they're top three in the league. Teams are scoring less than 20 points per game. The shutout against the Jets definitely helped that figure. They're still giving up a lot of yards, you know, and that's probably the case from the first 4 weeks of the season too. And the offense is clicking. When it does click, it looks great. And when it has the hiccups, it doesn't look great at all, but they're still being able to pull out these wins. So I still want to see some more. I'm not sure if they're good yet. What I see is a sign of a team that's improving, that's gelling together 6 weeks into the season. I personally think the bye week, you know, because of the rescheduling that happened, probably came at a bad time. I think this team wants to keep playing, wants to keep rolling, figuring it out, maybe get the bye later this season. But, look, the Dolphins have a 10-game stretch here. They're second in the AFC East. You got to play Buffalo at the end of the season. That could be a big game. But the Dolphins, they might be in playoff contention this year, you know, if they put it together and they get some wins here down the stretch. So we'll see.
And Safin, one thing I saw, and you let me know your opinion on it, but I felt as if the Dolphins pulled their foot off the gas in the second half. Run on first down, run on second down, just try to get third down. I was watching the offense where the Jets' offense was paid by numbers. It was they shut them down easily. But do you agree with, in my assessment, I'll tell you this, I think the Dolphins pulled their foot off the gas and didn't beat them by 50. Do you agree with that that assessment? And do you think the Dolphins should have put some more points up? Because I think they could have.
Yeah, I definitely think so too, Crowder. I think, you know, there was, I think, probably 7 or 8 punts in that game. You know, Jason Sanders had only 1 field goal, like I said, you know, and only 24 points compared to, what, 40-something points he scored last week against San Francisco, against one of the worst teams in the league, against a team with the worst record in the league. They probably should have put some more points up on the board. That would have been a little bit more encouraging too. But look, man, the Jets don't have a pulse, dude. Those guys got on the field and they couldn't wait for the game to get, you know, to be over with on Sunday night so they can fly back home to New York, man. You know, if the Dolphins were playing a tougher team, I don't think they would have pulled out that game on Sunday with their performance. But look, you beat the person in front of you. You play up to the competition in front of you, and that's what the Dolphins have done, you know, through the first 6 weeks. You know, they did take their foot off the gas pedal a little bit too, but I think – and obviously Tua coming in at the end of the game probably made it the most exciting thing coming out. I think, I don't know how exciting it could have been after that game. The final 2 minutes was probably the best part and the most memorable part of what we're all talking about here today. So, yeah, it's a tough stretch for the Dolphins rest of the season. We'll see if Tua, you know, finally gets a start. We'll see if he gets back in and gets some more playing time here. But the Dolphins are in good shape here in the first half.
Safid Dean from the Sun Sentinel. The bye week now. Is this a good time or a bad time for the bye week? Because they're kind of rolling right now.
Yeah, definitely a bad time. Definitely a bad time.
It is, right. And this wasn't supposed to be the bye week, was it?
No, it was supposed to be till I think, week 10 or 11. Yeah. We're at week 7 now. So, you know, you wanted to see this team kind of continue to kind of build on its performances. I think after, even from week 2, the Buffalo game, the Jacksonville game, Seattle, you're moving down the field and only kicking field goals, can't get the touchdowns. San Fran, you're getting touchdowns and field goals. And then, you know, you beat the Jets out here on Sunday. You want to see what this team can keep doing, rolling at the right time. You know, they took advantage of Jimmy Garoppolo. He was, you know, coming back from an injury. They bounced him from the first half of that game. Joe Flacco was the quarterback here, you know, against the Jets. And like we mentioned, too, you know, these guys are sleepwalking on the field, too. So I want to see how they play against tougher competition. I want to see how they play against teams against full, you know, at full strength, like they saw the Patriots, like they saw the Bills, like they saw the Seahawks earlier this season. Those are the type of games, playing in games late, being in games in the fourth quarter. You know, Ryan Fitzpatrick showing up and winning time, the defense showing up and winning time. Those are all things that I want to see in the final stretch of the season here for the Dolphins.
And Safed, I retweeted a Photoshop of you becoming.
Oh my God!
Tua.
I just saw it. So our guy Wilson, who listens to this show. You look great, man. You look great.
You look good, Safed. So check it out. But quickly on the way out, man. Hawk asked me this question earlier, and I had to tell him.
You just saw it?
That's the most hair I've had in 15 years, man.
that nice hot top. That's a house party hot top. You set, bro. But, bro, quickly, Safed. Miles Gaskin, I'm coming around on him. After the Le'Veon Bell, I don't know if that encouraged me thinking Le'Veon could be on this team, but what I saw out of Miles and questioning should he be starting over Breida and Jordan Howard. Are you coming around on Gaskin? Is he a top? Should he be a starting running back in this league after you've seen? Now we're 6 games in. Are you all in on Myles Gaskin?
I don't know if I'm all in on Myles Gaskin, but he's definitely proven himself, and he's done a really great job with his opportunities here. I mean, he's running really, really hard, man. And you know, he's the smallest guy on the field, but he's running really hard. He's breaking tackles. He's taking on contact. He's not shying away from it. He's running on the inside. You know, some guys like to bounce on the outside, don't like to get caught up in the mix there. He has no problem doing that, too. And he's a really good pass catcher out of the backfield as well. And look, man, Myles Gaskin was a 7th-round pick for the Dolphins. We know this Dolphins team, they didn't get a running back in the draft. They really wanted to around the 2nd and 3rd rounds. You're talking, you know, and look at how many running backs went in the draft. We're talking about, you know, Clyde Edwards. We're talking about J.K. Dobbins, you know, Zach Moss. It was a really great running back class that the Dolphins missed out on. And also the free agents, too. You know, you missed out on Le'Veon Bell. There was a couple of other guys, Melvin Gordon. The Dolphins clearly show they don't want to pay big money for a running back, and they don't want to draft one early. And so Myles Gaskin has to be the player to show that, The Dolphins know what they're doing from an evaluation standpoint, from a player personnel standpoint. I would say the same thing for Preston Williams, too. You got a touchdown, you know, two touchdowns back-to-back weeks. Dolphins have done the same thing there, haven't picked up receivers in the draft. So those are two players that are really big here for this rebuilding process, Gaskin and Preston Williams, how they perform, because the Dolphins are not using their resources on high-value draft picks at those positions. Those guys are playing well. They're paying off right now at the moment. And we'll see how they continue going on as the season unfolds.
Tua Tagovailoa. As I just retweeted that picture.
I like it.
Tua Tagovailoa. You could read his work at the Sun Sentinel, sunsentinel.com. Download the Sun Sentinel app. You want great Dolphins coverage, make sure you subscribe to the sunsentinel.com digitally so you can keep getting great work from Tagovailoa and Omar Kelly and Dave Hyde and the rest of our friends. So thank you for making time for us, Tua Tagovailoa.
Anytime, guys. Have a good one.
Safid Dean from the Sun Sentinel, always inserting himself right into the story.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.